The Art of Work, Section 17. It is better to be criticized by the wise than praised by the foolish, for the chatter of fools is like the crackling of burning twigs under a pot. A lot of noise, but nothing is accomplished. Excessive praise, however, can turn the wise into fools, for flattery corrupts the mind. Finishing a task is better than starting one, and endurance is better than enthusiasm. Control your temper, for anger grows in the heart of a fool, and do not say that the past was better than the present, for that is a foolish perspective. Wisdom is like an inheritance in that it provides an ongoing benefit to the living. Although wealth gives a measure of security, the advantage of wisdom is that it preserves the lives of those who acquire it. Money is a significant topic throughout Ecclesiastes, and Qohelet touches on it in many parts of the book. He tells us, first and foremost, that setting up the acquisition of money as a goal unto itself is as futile as trying to hold on to a passing breeze. It just doesn't work. But Qohelet does not see money as a bad thing. He will tell us that if God provides us with wealth and possessions, we should enjoy them, but on a daily basis and within the context of also enjoying our work. Too much wealth will keep us up all night worrying about finances, but yet if we fail to enjoy the level of prosperity we are currently at, then we are wasting our lives and will regret it later. Instead of chasing what we lack, he says we should enjoy what we have at hand. He will also advise us to be careful how we speak around rich people, as they may be willing to help us out in a time of need. And then says, and make sure you are also generous and share with others that are in need, and build a community of mutual support against the tough times that come. He tells us that being smart and hardworking is certainly no guarantee of getting rich, and even if you do, it can also then be lost overnight as time and chance happen to us all. Yet in today's reading, Qohelet acknowledges that having a sum of money saved up is not a bad thing, for it does give a measure of security. It can never replace wisdom, but it's certainly not a bad idea. Money is an important part of living. In fact, in an older translation, there is a phrase that says, "Money is the answer to everything." The verse actually refers to our daily bread and says that we need to be able to pay each day to supply for our needs. That's the context. Unfortunately, with our current credit system, we can get into the place where we're also paying for the past or trying to pay ahead for the future. Our money issues have become increasingly complex and burdensome as we end up carrying yesterday and tomorrow through most of our todays. My name is Vance Newdorf, and these are my daily reflections on Ecclesiastes, theartofwork.ca, bringing ancient wisdom to life. Thank you for listening.